How do you become a successful influencer?
Have you ever felt?
Are you listening?
You're listening to the People in Tech Podcast, a technology show that's made for the people. Join the conversation with your host, Caleb King.
Welcome back to the show, Day One listeners. And today we are continuing our conversation on what is an influencer. But today's episode, we're going to be talking about how do you become an influencer and 10 tips you need to be a successful influencer. For those of you who aren't aware, we did an episode last week on what an influencer is. And it is a job that not only you can create for yourself, but it's probably not going away anytime soon. So today's going to be a fun episode. If you're curious about doing your whole job from your phone or posting pictures or blogs or videos and getting paid for it, this episode is for you. Let's get into it.
Put them up. Turn it up.
Yeah.
You're now rocking with DJ Side Hustle.
You're now rocking with the best.
Don't forget to sign up for your membership on our site, peopleintech.us.
Check us out online, baby.
Exclusive content dropping every week. Every week. Every week.
So you came into my life. Everything was black and white. Now what I see is color. The rainbow in the sky. So tell me love will never fade. I won't see no clouds of gray. Cause I don't want another. You bring color to my life, baby. The price was so heavy. I was giving up now. Since you came along, I'm hot as a feather. You give me something incredible, sensational.
Welcome back, Day One listener. DJ Side Hustle, welcome back to the studio. Side Hustle Productions. We missed you last week, man, so thank you for keeping the podcast hip, urban, and cool. Now, Day One listener, like I said before, last week we talked about what an influencer is, what they do. But this week we're going to be talking about how to become an influencer. With the rise of ad blockers, DVRs, streaming music, we don't see as many ads as we used to. Which is why influencer marketing is now the most effective form of advertising. Influencers have a loyal following. They are authentic with their followers. They are trustworthy with their followers. This makes them very effective in persuading consumers to buy a product. And let's be honest, you and me, we know who the big influencers are. Chances are, you follow them on social media. You watch their exotic vacations, their great clothes, their fabulous lifestyles. I mean, let's be real. Who doesn't want to work from home, make a ton of money, and get lots of free stuff? So you came to today's episode to figure out how do you become an influencer anyway? So for today's episode, the way I'm going to organize it, we're going to give you 5 points. Then we're going to let the sponsors do what they do best. And then we're going to wrap up the second half. So going back to the question. How do you become an influencer? Let's start with number one. Find your niche. Grab a pen, list your passions. They don't have to fit in the normal categories like travel, makeup, reviews, etc. You know, take Karina Garcia. I hope I said her name right. I think it's, yeah, Karina Garcia, for example. She's into slime. The goopy green stuff. Do you guys remember that from Nickelodeon? Slime? Or what was it, Double Dare? Now she has a popular YouTube channel with millions of followers where she teaches people how to make their own slime. She's even got her own brand available at Target. So whatever your passion is, go for it. When I started the People in Tech podcast, I started it because you've heard this story. It's a broken record at this point. Friends, family always ask me tech questions. Somebody was like, hey, you can start a podcast off your phone using Anchor.fm. Shout out to Anchor. And you can just talk tech. Fast forward a year and a half later, and we're still doing podcasts. We're almost at 10,000 total downloads, averaging almost 300 downloads an episode. And it's all because of you guys. But again, It was something I'm passionate about. To me, to talk about tech isn't a job. It isn't hard work. I don't mind getting behind my computer, in front of a microphone, doing the editing, talking to people, reaching out to people. All this is a passion for me. I enjoy doing this. So again, find your niche. Which leads me into number two. Do something unique. How many unsuccessful lifestyle bloggers are out there? Chances are that you have a friend who tried it, it didn't really work out. They have a passion for food, fashion, travel, but they couldn't get a following. Why? Because they're just like everyone else. Be different than your competition. I'm going to use my podcast as an example, but I'm going to use others as well. If you look at a People in Tech podcast, we're all about being hip, urban, cool, but also being tech. If you look at a lot of tech podcasts out there, they're very lecture-based. They're very focused on, you know, delivering the most accurate content in the sense that, you know, I feel like I'm in college or in university, and I did not want to do that. And I think that's one of the reasons I have my following, because we like to keep it real and 100% with you guys. Whatever you end up doing, just make sure you're a little bit unique. If you're going to be somebody who's doing a fitness channel, you know, don't just be like every other fitness channel you see out there. If you're going to be somebody talking about tech, what's going to make you different than me or Thankularity or, you know, all these other phenomenal tech podcasts out there, right? Be unique. I know it's a lot harder, but I think once you find your passion, once you start figuring out, like, how do I want to deliver my, maybe it's how you deliver the content. Maybe there's not a podcast, or maybe you need to do blogs, or maybe you need to do a video, maybe the way you do your videos. You know, one of my favorite YouTube channels is the Infographic, and I love that show because they're informative, but because of their animation style, like, I enjoy watching it because it's like serious subjects, but because it's in cartoon format, I'm like, oh, I can watch that because I don't feel like I'm being intimidated. Something about them made them unique, which is why I enjoy watching it. Now, going into number three, some of you might feel a certain way about this, a certain type of way. But number three, pick your channels. You can't possibly be successful on all channels. So pick one channel to focus on, maybe two to be most active on. You know, if you look at the popular Fuck Jerry, they didn't have a Twitter or Facebook page for years. They found their engagement was highest on Instagram, so they put all their energy and effort into growing that channel. If you look at PewDiePie, he is a YouTuber. He has 80 million people on YouTube. Now, yes, he has a Facebook, a Twitter, and an Instagram, but they don't nearly compare to the type of following he gets on YouTube. So even though he might supplement with the other platform, his bread and butter is YouTube. So my advice to you, focus on a channel and grow that channel. Now, number four, and I'll be, again, honest with my listeners. This is something I need to take my own advice on this one. But number four, create a social media strategy. Don't just wing it. Plan out your content. Make a list of the content you want to create for the next 3 months. Decide how often you're going to post and when will you post. And lastly, be consistent. Now, I think one of the things I learned about my podcast was having weekly episodes was able to get you guys to come in every week without flooding you with too much information. But as you could tell, towards the end of 2018, it was hard for me to get episodes in simply because of my situation at the time. And because of that slight drop off, I saw a dip in my ratings, dip in my viewers, dip in the general productivity of the show. So my goal, of course, is to be consistent and deliver an episode once a week. And as I continue to put out more content, I'm trying to figure out ways to be consistent on other platforms as well. Now, being a tech person, this is where automation tools are going to help you. In terms of social media, some of you I know are thinking, I have to hire somebody to do that for me, Caleb. That's not the case. There's tools like Hootsuite, which is free. There's tools like Buffer, which are not free, but they will allow you to automate your social media. And you spend, what, maybe $120 a year? And all you have to do is spend like one day. I like to do it on Sunday. I'm going to say post this on Instagram, post this on Anchor, post this on all the different podcasting platforms. And as I improve, I want to publish more content. So I need to get that in the schedule. But again, number four, create a social media strategy. Now, not to toot my own horn or anything, but number five, before we go into halftime, is obvious. Create great content. This is where, of course, the People in Podcast shines, because every episode we do is phenomenal, right? Day one listeners, you're with me, right? Joking aside, this is where you're going to spend most of your time. Make sure you create the best content you can. It's your brand. And don't be afraid to invest money. Don't be afraid to hire somebody who you feel is going to help you make your content a little bit better. Don't break the bank, but don't be afraid to invest. If you were starting a business, you would invest money, wouldn't you? If you're serious about this, you should buy some good equipment. I had to buy a microphone. I had to buy recording software and equipment. I had to set up my office and set up the studio to record higher quality episodes. I had to get tools to make scheduling interviews easier. Those are things I was worth investing in, because it made not only me look like a more professional host and podcast, but also showed a sense of professionalism to the people we invite, to the people who like to tune in and listen. So again, your content is what's going to bring people back. So whether you're doing YouTube, podcasting, blogging, write the best blog posts you can. Write a video, you know, write your script, record your video, and try to shoot it. Now, I'm not saying be perfect, you know, because perfection can get in the way of some of you guys starting whatever it is you want to do. In this case, being an influencer, right? You don't have to be perfect, but you do want to put out great content. So it has to be that balance between the two. And I know it's hard, but my best advice is start, do the best you can. And as time goes on, as you're consistent, as you're following the other four rules we mentioned, you will improve and you will find ways to improve. But get started, focus on the content itself, and then continue to grow from there. Now, we're at halftime. Let's let our sponsors do what they do best, and we'll be right back. Hey, Day One listener, thank you so much for supporting me and the People in Tech podcast. But just in case you're not getting your tech needs fulfilled, we have another great podcast we want you to check out. Sharon, tell them what we're talking about.
Sure, Caleb. You should check out Techathlon. It is a tech news podcast with a twist. A weekly podcast that catches you up on the latest tech news through games, trivia, and, usually, friendly competitions. Each episode starts with the Techathlon Decathlon, featuring 10 questions on the top tech news following a rotating roster of puzzles, quizzes, and winner-take-all debates. Subscribe now to the Techathlon, Techathlon, podcast on Spotify. You can also learn more at popsk.com.
Welcome back, Day One listeners. Let's just jump right back into the countdown. Coming in at number six, I'm going to sound like I'm beating a dead horse, but it's important. Number six, be consistent. The People in Tech podcast comes out every Tuesday, 7 a.m. Arizona time. And like I said earlier, the second we weren't as consistent, we saw a drop off in our viewership, listeners, and so on. Your content should be consistent and it should be on a scheduled release. Meaning, when you figure out what your niche is, when you figure out what you're trying to produce for people to begin following you so you can become an influencer, they're expecting you, like a TV show, like a series, to be consistent, which means it has to be manageable for you as well. So, like we were saying in the first half of the show, do your best for your social media strategy. This can also go for whatever it is that you're creating. If it's YouTube videos, if it's Instagram photos, if it's blogging, get enough content built up for 2-3 months. Like really just get in the lab and try to get as much as you can done, because what that is going to do for you is you can create a schedule and release things on a weekly basis, you know, bi-weekly, however it is that you want to schedule it. Now, if you're doing something daily, make sure you can do it daily, regularly, and that it's engaging enough. One of the reasons we do once a week is just because over a week time, a lot of things happen in the tech industry, it gives me time to really sit down and decipher. Because, like, for example, Apple came out with the Apple credit card. I know you guys have been waiting for me to talk about it. I got thoughts on it, but that can come out in a week or so. You know, I want to kind of let it simmer. I want to let people get an understanding of what they're doing. But the idea behind it is be consistent. And if you have enough content that you can put out ahead, then it allows you to create a schedule. But if you're always scrambling to put out content, it's going to be very, very hard. You need to give your audience a reason to subscribe. If you don't create new content on a consistent schedule, why would they need to subscribe? They're not missing anything. Which leads me into number 7. Simple. Promote. You spent all this time creating content, but what good is it if nobody else sees it? So remember, 20% of content creation, 80% promotion. Which is a nice transition into number 8. Collaboration. The quickest and easiest way to grow your audience is by working with a bigger influencer than you. Remember, there's more in it for you than the bigger influencer, so you got to help them out to make it worth their while. I figured this out by having, you know, different people who are much more successful than me on the podcast. And don't be afraid to ask people. You probably know somebody who's successful or can help you with whatever it is that you're trying to do. I would recommend get your feet wet, whatever it is that you're trying to become an influencer in. And once you have some content created, and once you feel like, okay, I got my schedule down, I got, you know, the basics, I got a logo, or I know what it is. If somebody asks you, what do? You're able to answer that question without any hesitation. Once you get to that point, don't be afraid to ask somebody. You're like, hey, you know, how can I help you and how can you help me? You know, you want to make it a beneficial thing for the both of you. So a lot of people I like to bring on the show, it helps them promote their brand, their product, but also allows me to bring on somebody of a certain caliber that allows me to entertain my day one listeners. So when it comes to collaborations, don't be afraid to ask for them. You know, again, last year we did an episode with Thankularity. You know, we talked to a few Votum. We talked to a few blockchain companies, and you know, they shared it with their networks, and that helped grow the podcast to some degree. Collaboration is great, but also be wary because you don't want to just collaborate with anybody. If somebody you feel like is going to hurt your brand, or you know, I'll be honest with you. I've had episodes where I've interviewed somebody, the interview went horrible, and I'm like, well, I'm not publishing that episode. Because I'm like, that's because I interviewed them. I'm like, it's not good for my brand. So remember, collaboration will help you get there faster, but be somewhat selective of who you collaborate with. Number 9, engage with your audience. This will be easy at first because you won't have a big following. And what I mean by that is if you are posting Instagram pictures, and people leave comments on your pictures, reply back. If people are seeing your blogs and are commenting on your blogs, reply back to those comments. You have the time, you hopefully have the energy, you should make the effort, because as you grow, as you become a Kylie Jenner or a PewDiePie, or as you become the biggest next big thing, quote unquote, you won't have time to manage all the comments in YouTube, all the comments on Instagram, all the likes, all the follows. So, like I like to say, my day one listeners, I really try to do the best I can for you guys because you are the day ones who are supporting this show. But as the show grows, I want to make sure you are rewarded for being with us for so long. But as newcomers come, they understand that we speak a certain way on this show, and then they eventually want to come along for the ride. But again, for us, we got the website. Join the website. The more people we join the website, I promise you, more content is coming for you. More contests, more free stuff, all of it. And that's how I'm trying to engage with you guys. I want to do the podcast, but I want to also have a digital footprint on the web in other ways. And to wrap up our 10 tips to become an influencer. Number 10, look at the data. What content is working? Who is your audience? Look at analytics. Most platforms will give you data, but if they don't, just look at what the posts are getting. Look at which posts are getting the most likes, but the most comments. What does your audience look like? Are they old? Are they young? Male? Female? Create content that is resonating with them. And finally, ask your audience what they want to see more of. Which one? By the way, day one listeners, what would you like me to talk about next? The reason we did today's episode, because we've had people ask, what is an influencer? How do I become an influencer? Pretty much, how do I get rich off posting pictures on my phone? Now, today's episode, we really did try to give you 10 tips to become an influencer. And these are the things that I am taking note of, because these are the things I am trying to improve upon myself. And the question is, what other tech topics would you like to see us cover? You can find us on the website. You can submit your question there, peopleintech.us. We have Twitter. We have Facebook. We have Instagram. We're everywhere. So get in contact with us and give us a topic. We'd be more happy to discuss it. But that's all for this episode. I know it's a little bit of a shorter episode, but we want to keep it simple, clear, concise. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Stay tuned, of course, like I said, next week, every week, Tuesday, 7 in the morning, Arizona time, we'll be releasing another new episode. But for now, we're out. Peace.